You're tuned in to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. My name's Liv. I am here with Caroline Rose, who will be joining us in Memphis April 11th. Caroline, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Congrats on Year of the Slug. You're just totally bootleg F the System album that just came out.
Thank you.
Yeah. And now you're on the Year of the Slug tour. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about Year of the Slug and why Year of the Slug? Where did that come from?
Well, I had been doing just a bunch of touring with my band. And over the course of, I don't know, a couple years of doing that, I was just writing these songs kind of on the side. And the plan was like to eventually re-record them with a band and like more production and stuff. But I kind of fell in love with the sound of them. I guess I had like kind of had demoitis or something with them. But there's something special about like the simplicity of the way that they sound. And when I was playing them for people, they were like, you know, you should just put it out as is. And it kind of reflected how I was feeling at the time too, just my contracts were up with my label and my publishing company. So I just have more freedom. And I don't know, it's always such a like heavy lift. There's so much heavy lifting involved with putting a whole album cycle together and touring it and, you know, doing the whole thing. And it can be really stressful for me. And I had kind of adopted this ethos of, I call it slug life. It's just basically just following the things that bring you joy and the things that kind of come naturally, as opposed to literally just like trying too hard. I'm just trying to try less, actually. I'm trying to try less. And that's that's kind of where it came from.
Awesome.
I'm really happy with it.
And you brought this album to life start to finish. I think you had one other person help engineer, but pretty much everything was all you.
I didn't really have anybody engineer. I mean, I recorded it into GarageBand on my iPhone.
Yeah. On the band camp, it's just like Caroline Rose, Caroline Rose, Caroline Rose. But I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, my bandmate mastered it.
Yeah.
Just basically got all the levels kind of sitting right so nothing pops out. But that was pretty much it. It's so easy to make. And I kind of like the fact that it was done really quickly. It was like, there was no overthinking.
Yeah, for sure. And what made you decide to only release it on Bandcamp?
Well, I guess I'm a little bit bored of just immediately putting the record out on streaming and, you know, praying to the algorithm gods that you get all these playlists that everyone wants to be on and stuff. And I don't know. There's something about like the competition of that makes me feel icky. And the fact that we're just kind of handing it out immediately and it doesn't feel special. Sometimes like I get really attached to things that as a listener, I find really special, whether it's like something that I've never heard of looking through like a dollar bin at a record shop or something, or, you know, one time I like found a tape on the side of the road and listened to it. And, you know, we have all these different ways of falling in love with things and making them feel special and unique. And I want to do more of that. I mean, I think releasing on Bandcamp it's not even that special, but the fact that I did it, put it on streaming, everyone seems to be like amazed by this concept of like not putting it immediately on streaming.
I mean, in the age of streaming, it's inherently bold and
but so yeah, I guess you do have more control over decisions like that when you aren't beholden to a label. And that's something I wish I had had more freedom like that a long time ago, but I'm just grateful that I have it now and I can, you know, I can essentially put out whatever I want right now. It's really fun.
Long ways on the couch, month to month, hand to mouth, at the drive-through, 2 a.m. Smoke 'em pure, we don't hit pens. Little big man up in space, pixie starlet seeking fame. TV dinner on a tray, everything in its right place, everything. I love the only one I see. Baja Blast, Crunchwrap Supreme, potato soft taco with cheese. Go out dancing, watch the clouds. It's okay to be yourself. Draw a portrait, hail a cab, fall asleep in her lap. To feel joy, to feel pain, to feel pleasure, to feel shame, to feel it might just be okay. Everything in its right place, everything. At all, take the blame, call it fate, love it real, love it fake, like the lines on my face, everything in its right place, everything. Do to you and all your friends and all your love. lovers, and maybe they're friends too. You are my friend and my lover, and maybe someday soon I'll even love you too. Strange things have been happening to me. Strange things have been happening to me. Something decadent. I know all your fears, no need to unseal your former life tunes. I have all of those wounds. Open my eyes to see you smiling like a radiant moonbeam shooting across the room. It's prying open all the bars of its cage. I don't mind how long it takes, and I don't mind all your lovers and their lovers and their lovers. I just care about you. You are my friend and my lover. Maybe someday soon you'll even love me too. Cause strange things have been happening to you. Strange things have been happening. To you.